Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
And enjoyed that session.
John's a great guy, and I'm glad he finally came on. He's got a busy schedule. It's very difficult to find the time. And we'll have him back again because it's just a wealth of information. And now we're in the Christina Lu Show, which is great. And we have to always be thankful to Christina for letting us share some of her time with these people. But we do have to tell you what's going on around the town. And then I have a question. So we'll do a little bit of what's going on around the town. And then I have my question.
Oh, wow. Well, guys, I have to say this has been quite a show, just jam-packed with amazing information. Obviously, Barry's always, a great wealth of information. And having John Wakehouse on, I think, just showed how fortunate we are in Nassau County to really have, he's just another example of someone who's very dedicated to just making the county a better place. And clearly it's working that Nassau County was voted, safest. So
it's just I never heard of that. That's what should go across.
It
should be on the front pages.
You did a great job of showcasing because unfortunately, as we've seen, especially in the world we're living in, what gets, attention are a lot of, the crazy outlandish head lines on all different angles of things, so it was just nice to showcase what, is actually happening. So great job, guys. I must say I enjoyed that very much. And next week we have another jam-packed episode. We have Larry Cardano, who is from the Hearing Center of Long Island. He's also an author. He's been on the show before, and he's going to discuss seniors and hearing issues during this COVID-19 pandemic, especially with technology. It's certainly difficult for someone who might have hearing issues, and there's so many wonderful things out there now that you can utilize. So he'll be on talking about that. And then we have Maddie Arisich, who's going to be on. He's the president of the Nassau-Suffolk Building and Construction Trade Council, and he's going to be on just talking about the importance of unions in America, give us a little glimpse about what goes on there. So another great show will be next week. So I'm very excited for that too. And I just can't believe all these great, when we're flying by, all of a sudden my segment was up and I was shocked. But it is also spring and summertime. And I want to remind everyone to please check out the wonderful plethora of concerts that North Hempstead has going on. Last week, the concerts by candlelight kicked off. And there's going to be another one coming up on May 23rd. It's MYXD, and it's a classic rock and dance band. And that is going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park. The concerts by candlelight start at 6 p.m. And this is something you must remain in your vehicle for. And you do not need to register ahead of time. So that is concerts by candlelight. And next month, there'll be two more. So I will make sure I keep you up to date on that because I think it's really nice to go out there and enjoy the beautiful parks that North Hempstead has to offer. So that is one. Oh, that's a drive-in concert. Excuse me. That's not the concert by candlelight. The next concert by candlelight, you can actually get out of your car. You're going to remain in your area. And that is going to be May 13th. And that's Ken McGorry, who does music from the 70s and 80s. And that's going to be at Whitney Pond Park. And that's also a first serve basis. So check that out. You can also call 869-6311 or 311 for more information on that. And restroom facilities will be available. Otto, I know that was your hot topic last week. I want to remind people of that.
I have to bring a jar along.
There you go. You're good to go with that. On top of the concerts that North Hempstead is doing, they're also bringing back the drive-in movies that were a huge, huge success. The next one is coming May 22nd, and it's Wonder Woman 1984 is the movie that'll be playing, and that's at 8:30 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. So,
what day was that one? I'm sorry.
That one is May 22nd, Saturday at 8:30 p.m. So call 311 for information on that. And these are all wonderful because they're going to be going on throughout the summer. So I know a lot of times people are trying to figure out what to do. And this is good for, you know, families and people of all different ages to look up. So great information. And you could all access all this on the website too. There's great flyers that you could have a whole list of all the upcoming programs. So check that out. I also want to remind people of the wonderful stop programs that we have going on. We've been actually getting a lot of calls about it recently, which maybe is because of the radio show promoting it. So the next one for that is going to be on June 27th over at Westbury High School. There's a whole list of things that you can obviously do. So, tomorrow, and I also do, go ahead.
Tomorrow is Shed the Meds.
There we go, Otto. See, I love how you said
I'm going to be shedding meds tomorrow.
I love it. You're going to be shedding meds tomorrow. That's great. And you're going to be at Town Hall between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. shedding those meds.
Right.
Which is great. So what'd you do, Otto? You just went through, you put it in a bag. What was your process?
Well, the process was we decided that maybe we should look at all these things. And we realized that there was a pharmacy in Manhasset called McLennan Pharmacy. We haven't lived in Manhasset in 23 years to give you an idea how old that prescription was. So we went through all this stuff and found out there's a lot of things we do not use. They're old. And, you know, you should get rid of them. But how do you get rid of them safely? And that is not to throw it in your garbage because it could end up in bad places like your water, which you don't want. So the process was basically find every crack in the house that had little prescription bottles. You know, they somehow managed to get themselves into places like little corners and closets and little drawers that nobody goes to, you know, stuff like that. It's like hide and seek.
It is. So there you go. So you had like a little, well, that's great. You know, and I think it's wonderful. Obviously Otto's a shining example of the things that you should do and different items that are going to be accepted are prescriptions, prescription patches, prescription medications, prescription ointments, over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, sample medications, and even medications for your pets. Non-accepted items are needles, sharps, aerosol cans, thermometers, different ointments, hydrogen peroxide, inhalers, biohazardous waste, and medication from businesses. So that's just important. You know, this is a personal kind of thing, not a big, you know, bulk business thing. So there's a bunch of, I encourage people to do that because it's definitely important and a safe way to get rid of your medication. So,
you know, that aerosol can thing is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. You know, there are medications that are in a can, but there's all kinds of all kinds of stuff that has aerosol cans.
Of course.
I'm assuming you bring that to the STOP program.
Well, you know, that's actually interesting because it doesn't say we have on in a couple of weeks. We're going to have on the Swama will be on and he will be talking about all the ins and outs of, you know, their department, the solid waste management and recycling because it really is, it can be overwhelming. You know, everyone tries to do their part and there's such a list of all kinds of crazy things. It looks like that could be at the STOP program looking quickly and it's up. There it is. Bring your aerosols. So at the STOP program, you can get rid of that. So, you know, you have to kind of figure out each thing. And that also will take your pesticides and disinfectants and fertilizers and all those kind of outdoor things, Otto, that you were discussing. So.
Well, it takes a little effort to do the right thing as well.
It does. And that's why I think a lot of people get, you know, up. But I think, you know, once you get in the groove, it's like one of those things. You kind of get your system going. So I'm glad that here we can give that information out to everyone. And also at that on May 15th, there's going to be the e-waste drop-off date. And e-waste, you know, is obviously all the electronic waste that we, you know, have. So there, you're able to get rid of those things. So that's from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's actually at the Solid Waste Management headquarters over on West Shore Road in Port Washington. You can call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information as what they're going to get. But that's a lot of like computers and phones and cameras and printers, you know, all those things. You're like, what do I do with this? So that is that. So It is a lot to take in, but I'm excited that we North Hempstead really is taking the time to do that. And we'll find out more about it in a couple of weeks or so. So that's that.
You know, it's amazing the things that you can't just throw away.
Yeah, right.
It makes sense. It really does make sense because there's components, there's little bits and pieces that are just craziness in these things. It makes more sense to be safe. And you bring it to one of these programs, so to speak, and take care of it from there.
Absolutely.
I often think we probably in the last 50 years have compiled more garbage and junk than all of history before us. You know, I mean, everything's a throwaway now.
True.
Nothing gets fixed. The TV's not working, buy a new one.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. You know, and listen, I alone, the amount of cardboard Amazon boxes that my house accumulates is crazy. But, you know, I have to, my husband and I have, like, you know, our Sirius system where we break down the boxes. You know, we've mastered that because for a while it was just like, you know, over, like taking over. So
I was saving the boxes at one point and it was like taking up half a room. So
that's impressive.
I threw away 98% of them.
Yeah. I mean, I could listen. If people need a box, you know, just call me and I could definitely, I have all shapes and sizes that come on a given day, you know, in this house.
Warehouse.
That's right. It's important though, to, you know, do your part. We all want to live in a great place. So call 311. That's all I could say for people. Call 311 or 869-6311 for information on all those programs.
Now we're going to stay on sequence for Dan. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio. We're going to take a break. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.